So I assume you all have a good dinner.
我盼望大家係有食咗一餐好嘅美膳。
And it is my prayer that the Lord not only provide you the physical food.
你係我嘅禱告，唔單止主係為我哋預備呢個屬靈嘅食物。
That I pray that in His mercy that He will also provide us with spiritual food.
唔單止係肉身嘅食物，但喺佢嘅憐憫嘅底下，係俾我哋有屬靈嘅食物。
I would like to continue reading the Gospel of Matthew.
我想繼續嚟到讀馬太福音。
Let's read chapter 7.
讓我哋讀第七章。
From verse 1 to verse 6.
由第一節至到第六節。马太福音第七章第一节至第六节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 6.
马太福音第七章第一节至第六节。
And if you got it, can we read whatever language you prefer, but let's read out loud.
让我们来到打开了之后，无论我们是哪种言语，让我们一起来到读。
One, two, three, go.
呢段嘅经文好多时候系基督徒系佢哋对呢嘅呢段经文嘅明白系有错误。
Many people think that our Lord Jesus is teaching us as Christians that we should not have any ability to discern or to judge.
好多人以为话呢个主耶稣基督系教导我哋我哋唔应该有咩嘅能力。
They thought that the church should not condemn any believers who had sinned.
他们说教会不应该是去定任何人一个人犯了罪去定他罪。
If the church condemn anybody, they will say, thou shalt not judge.
如果教会是去判断人去定人的罪的时候他们就说你不应该去判断人了。
And some people even think that the government should not be in the business of judging people.
有些人说政府也都不是他们的责任来到去判断任何一个人。
We have to understand,
我们要明白,
there are so many verses in the Bible,
在圣经里面有很多的经文,
require Christians to judge.
是需要基督徒来到去判断。
For example,
例如
in verse 6,
好像第六节
it says, do not give those holy things to pig.
又说不要把圣物给狗或者猪
or dog.
Or, 狗
if you don't have ability to judge,
如果你不懂判断的时候
how could you know who is a pig or dog?
咁你点样嚟分辨边只系狗边只系猪呢
？Is that true？
系咪真呢
？So it requires us to have ability to judge。
所以系需要我哋能够有判断嘅能力。
And if you go on to read verse 15，
如果你继续读到十五节嘅时候
，is warning about false prophet。
呢度系要警告我哋系关于到假先知。
If you don't judge, how could you know someone is a false prophet?
如果你唔去判断嘅时候，你点知道有一个人佢系假先知呢
？And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5,
如果你读 哥林多前书第一第五章第五节。
What it requires us to do?
在那里是要需要我们怎样呢？
It requires the church to judge those people who sin.
需要教会来去判断那些人他犯了罪。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 8.
加拉太书第一章第八节。
Paul is telling that we need to discern all those wrong doctrines.
使徒保罗是叫我们来到分辨哪些是假的神的话假的教导。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 2.
提勒比书第三章第二节。
Also talking, warning against the false prophet.
也在那里警告我们关于到假先知。
And 1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
和约翰一书第四章第一节。
Talking about those spirits not really coming from God.
讲到那些灵他们不是从神而来的。
Romans 13.
罗马书第十三章。
And talking about the government are required to judge the wrongdoers.
那里在上有权柄的他们需要去判断那些行错事的人。
So, we should really read carefully about what our Lord Jesus is teaching.
所以我们需要很小心地读我们主耶稣基督在教训是什么。
Don't take whatever Jesus said out of the context.
不要好像耶稣讲的话你从断章取义来解释。
And you think that now Jesus says, you shall not be judged unless you will be judged.
你说如果主耶稣说你不要判断人免得你被判断。
As if Jesus is telling us that we should not judge all the time.
是不是主耶稣好像说我们不需要任何时候不去判断人呢？
Brothers and sisters, I want you to remember that this section of teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ is part of this whole Sermon on the Mount.
也是在登山宝训里面全个的宝训里面其中的话。
And for those of you who don't really remember what is Jesus' teaching on the mountain, Sermon on the Mount.
如果我们当中我们有些我们不记得主耶稣基督在登山宝训里面的教训的时候。
It started with Beatitudes.
在开始的时候有八样的教训宝训。
福分。
宝训。
Blessing.
祝福。
The Beatitude is talking about the essential character of Christian life.
这里的八的祝福宝训是讲到我们基督徒是最紧要的我们的生我们的性格。
The life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也都讲到是主耶稣基督的生命。
And after he talking about the Beatitudes,
当他讲完登山宝训之后
he's talking about our identification.
讲到我们是怎样的一个人。
Or you can say our vocation.
我们的在这里我们的目的是什么？
Jesus says, ye are the salt and the light of this world.
主耶稣说你是世上的盐 是光。
You know, one of the tragedy for many Christians today,
在基督徒中间有很多的悲剧就是
is,We feel much more comfortable to be a salt in the salt shake. 盐罐子。
我们很舒服的如果我们在这个装盐这个的罐子的里面。
But Jesus didn't say that ye are the salt in salt shake.
但主耶稣基督不是告诉我们我们在这个摆盐的盐罐里面作盐。
He said, ye are the salt of this world.
主耶稣基督说你是世上的光。
The salt.
世上的盐。
We Christians, we feel much more comfortable to be a Christian in the church.
我们的基督徒我们在教会里面我们觉得很舒服的。
We don't feel quite comfortable to be a Christian in the quote-unquote real life.
我们在实在的生活里面我们很多时候觉得我们在那里是很舒服的。
But brothers and sisters, that is our vocation.
但弟兄姊妹这个就是我们这个的目的了。
God created us.
神是创造我们。
God saved us.
神是拯救我们。
for a purpose.
或者一个原因, 目的,
is to put us in the world.
将我们放在这个世界上,
such that God can use us.
以致神可以用我们,
to change this world.
去改变这个世界。
If Christian always trying to escape from this world,
如果基督徒时常要逃避这个世界,
and hide ourselves among other Christians in the church building,
我们躲在基督徒一个教会的房子里面,
we feel very comfortable,
我们会觉得很舒服,
but we lost our usefulness in the hand of God.
但我们就失去了在神的手里面的用处。
So after Jesus telling his disciples,
耶稣基督对他的门徒教训了之后,
tell them their life and their character,
讲到他们的生命, 他们的性情,
and their vocation,
讲到他们在这个地上的目的,
then he, in chapter 5,
咁而喺第五章嘅时候,
he's talking about disciples' relationship with the law.
讲到他们作门徒和主的关系,
and in chapter 6,
第六节,
chapter 6,
第六章,
he continued to talking about disciples' relationship with God.
讲到作门徒和神的关系,
in chapter 6,
第六章,
if you remember,
如果你记得的话,
he's talking about doing good works.
在那里是要行善事,
that including giving money.
譬如讲到是捐钱,
to the poor,
是给穷的穷人,
prayer,
是讲到祷告,
and serving,
是服侍,
it's talking about seeking the kingdom of God.
讲到是要来到求神的国,
this whole chapter is talking about disciples' relationship with God.
在这章里面, 全章讲到门徒和神的关系,
and chapter 7,
第七章的时候,
is talking about, after he's talking about the character and the vocation,
讲完了他们的性情和他们的目的的时候,
of disciples,
是作门徒的目的,
after he talked about the relationship of disciples with God,
讲完和神的关系, 门徒和神的关系之后,
then he's talking about how God is going to judge each one of us. So chapter 7, the whole chapter is talking about judgment. Brothers, sisters, you have to keep in mind that each one of us, one day, we are going to stand in front of God. And we shall be called into accountable for our life. That's judgment. So when Jesus talking about judgment, from verse 1 to verse 6,
第一节至第六节,
he's talking about we need to judge ourselves. Why we need to judge ourselves? Because if we judge ourselves at the judgment day, that we will have less problem. And verse
7
to verse 20, Jesus is talking about we have responsibility to judge others.
耶稣基督是讲到我们去审判别人,
and finally, verse 21 to verse 29, talking about how God is going to give us the final judgment.
第21节至29节是讲到神最后是怎样来到宣判他最后的审判。
Brothers and sisters, if you can see this whole structure of the Sermon on the Mount,
弟兄姊妹,如果能够看到登山宝训里面这个教训的结构的时候,
then you will not misunderstood Jesus' teaching in this paragraph.
那你就不会误会主耶稣基督在这段经文里面的教导。
Definitely, he is not teaching us to be blind, to just, oh, we don't care principles, we don't care truth, we just love one another.
肯定在这里他说, 主耶稣唔系教导我哋啊咩都唔使理，咩嘅原则都唔使理啊，我哋只系需要爱就得啦。
That definite is not the teaching of Jesus.
呢个肯定唔系主耶稣基督喺度教导嘅，咁样教导。
What Jesus is teaching in verse 1 and verse 2.
耶稣基督喺第一节同埋第二节里边嘅教导系咩咧
？He's talking about judge not, such that ye shall not be judged.
佢讲到话你哋唔好判断，以致你哋唔被判断。
What he's talking about is a judgmental attitude.
喺呢度讲到系一个态度，系判断人嘅态度。
You know what I mean by judgmental?
你知唔知嗰个里边嗰个灵嗰个成日去判断嘅灵？
Is when we look at other people.
当我睇到别人嘅时候
，we try to find something wrong with them.
我哋就去揾一啲佢哋唔啱嘅嘢出嚟啦。
And if we find something wrong with them,
如果揾到佢一啲唔妥嘅嘢嘅时候
，and we have this sense of fulfillment and happiness and satisfaction.
咁我哋里边就系充满噶，系我哋好满足啊！我哋里边有好似好高兴咁样。
When we condemn others' weakness,
我喺个度嚟到判断定人别人嘅软弱
，we use that to show off our superiority.
我系用嗰啲嘢嚟到咁样嚟到显出我哋嘅高越超越。
Do you remember that Jesus talking about a Pharisee and a tax collector, both of them? Went into the temple to pray.
你记唔记得主耶稣基督一次讲到一个嘅税吏，一个嘅同埋一个嘅法利赛人，佢哋大家都入到殿里边祷告。
And look at that Pharisee.
你睇下嗰个法利赛人。
Oh God, I thank you so much.
佢话神啊，我感谢你，好感谢你。
Why?
点解啊
？Why you thank God?
因为感谢神咩
？I don't like.That guy.
我唔系好似嗰个人咁样。
Look at that guy.
你睇嗰个人。
He's terrible.
真系好惨，好可怕啦。
He's a terrible sinner.
佢系一个好可怕嘅罪人。
Look at me.
你睇下我。
You know, I pray all the time.
我时常去祈祷。
I give money.
我又捐钱。
I'm doing good.
我又行好多善事。
He's trying to show off his superiority.
佢要嚟到彰显出佢自己嘅超越。
He's condemning others to make himself feel better.
他在定人的罪，以致他使自己系感觉系快乐一啲。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，This is the attitude called judgmental.
呢个就系嗰个态度，系就去判断人嘅态度。
And this attitude is what our Lord Jesus forbid in this verse.
咁嘅态度，神就喺呢主耶稣基督喺度禁止嘅。
Because this kind of attitude，
因为咁样嘅态度。
Is very damaging to ourselves.
系对我哋自己系损害好大。
And is also very damaging to others.
亦都系对别人系损害好大。
If you read Romans chapter 14 verse 10,
如果你读罗马书第14章第十节
，and Paul is teaching exactly the same principle there.
本来都同样喺度讲嘅一个原则。
He said, "Why you judge your brothers?" Have you noticed that? Immediately after that, what he said?
咁你喺之后即刻咁佢讲咩咧
？What he says?
佢讲咩咧
？Why you despise your brothers?
点解你嚟到系睇低你嘅弟兄咧
？You see it?
你又睇见咧
？So that is the attitude of judgmental.
这个就是那个的判断那个的态度。
And Paul reminding us, all of us one day are going to stand in front of God.
保罗是提醒我们，我们每一个人有一天都要站在神的面前。
This attitude of judgmental is forbidden not only by our Lord Jesus Christ, but also forbidden by Paul.
这个这样的态度去判断人的态度不单止主耶稣基督是禁止我们在保罗的都是这样同样的禁止我们。
And Jesus continues saying that lest ye shall be judged.
主耶稣继续讲就是免得我们都是被判断。
What that means?
这个什么意思呢
Does Jesus mean From now on, you don't judge others.
耶稣是不是这样说啊? 现在我们以后不去判断人啊?
Then, other people will not judge you.
那你就不会判断我们了?
Do you think so?
是不是这样呢?
Do you think so?
你是不是这样想呢? 觉得?
In real life, if you stop to judge anybody else, you think that that will prevent other people to judge you?
在实际里面, 如果你停止不去判断批评别人的时候, 是不是就会停止别人批评你呢?
I don't think so.
我觉得不是啊。
Even though you stop judging others,
甚至你停了, 你不去批评人了, 判断人了,
I can assure you that others will continue to judge you.
我可以肯定告诉你, 别人一定继续来判断你,
So what Jesus mean that ye be not judged?
究竟主耶稣基督意思说是什么呢?
Some Bible scholars even tell us,
有些圣经学者这样说,
it says that if we don't judge others,
如果我们不去判断别人,
then God will not judge us either.
神亦都不会判断我们了。
Do you think so?
是不是呢?
I don't think so.
我觉得不是。
I don't think that just because we don't judge others,
我觉得不是就是我们不去判断别人的时候,
then God will not judge us.
那就神就不去判断我们。
If that's the case,
如果是这样的话,
as long as we don't judge other people,
我们如果一点都不去批评人,
then we can go on sin, do anything we want.
我们犯罪, 我们做什么都可以。
Because Jesus said,
因为主耶稣说,
that God will not judge us.
神不会判断我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
that's not the case.
不是这样的情况。
God is a God of righteousness.
神是一个公义的神。
There's no way he will not judge any sin.
在罪的时候,
the only way for us to escape the judgment and the wrath of God,
唯一我们来逃避神的愤怒和他的公义,
is to hide ourselves in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在他的主耶稣宝血的遮盖下,
we cannot, by not judging others, to save us or to deliver us from the judgment of God. If this verse does not refer to we will not judge by other men,
如果这节不是说到我们就不会被人判断的时候,
if this verse doesn't mean that we will not be judged by God,
如果这节是说神就不会判断我们的时候,
what that means?
究竟这节的意思是什么意思呢?
Some brothers says,
有些弟兄这样说,
didn't Apostle John had already told us,
约翰门徒不是已经跟我们说过吗?
That those who listen to Jesus,
那些听从耶稣的人,
they will have eternal life.
他们是有永生,
and they shall be no more condemnation.
他们就不会再被定罪了,
they're out of death into life.
他们是转出死而入生了,
if that's the case,
如果是这样的时候,
what Jesus is talking about here?
耶稣基督在这里说的是什么意思呢?
We need to understand.
我们需要明白,
in the Bible,
在圣经里面,
when it's talking about judgment,
都是讲到审判的时候,
they're talking about three different types of judgment.
是讲到三样不同的审判。
The first type of judgment,
第一个的审判,
is called the white throne judgment.
是讲到白色大宝座的审判。
That's a judgment,
这个的审判,
about our eternal destiny.
是讲到我们永远的指望,我们永远的前途。
Are we going to spend our eternity with God?
我们是不是永远的跟神一起来过这个永远呢?
Or are we going to spend our eternity without God?
我们是不是说是没有神,是过永远呢?
That's the judgment of the white throne.
这个是白色大宝座的审判。
And for anyone,
我哋任何一个人
to escape that judgment,
逃避呢个嘅审判
is by the atonement work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who accomplished that on the cross.
系靠着耶稣基督喺十字架上为我哋嘅赎罪嚟到完成。
And we by faith accept this salvation, we will be escaped from that judgment.
我哋因着信嚟到接受呢个嘅救恩，我哋就以能够逃避呢个嘅审判。
And in the Bible, there's another type of judgment.
在圣经里面也讲到有另一种的审判。
That judgment is talking about the judgment of Bema.
这个的审判是讲到
is a judgment in front of Christ.
这个审判在审判台前，在基督的面前是被审判。
In Romans chapter 14.
在罗马书第十四章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多前书第三章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5
哥林多后书第五章
It all talk about this type of judgment
也是讲到这种的审判
And that judgment
这个的审判
will happen at the time when Christ is coming back
那是在基督耶稣回来的时候
The third type of judgment
第三个的审判
isGod's discipline to his children in this life.
就是神来到在这个我们一生的里面来到管教我们管教他的儿女。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
如果你读哥林多前书第11章的时候
you will come to realize,
你就会发觉
I think maybe we should read it together.
或者我们要一起来读了。
Verse
30 to 32. 第30节至到32节。哥林多前书第一十一章三十二
，verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30 to 32。
哥林多前书第十一章第三十至到三十二节。
Can you read it？
我哋一齐读。
1, 2, 3。This is the judgment in this world.
这个是在这个世界的审判。
In Hebrew chapter 12,
在希伯来书第十二章,
it tells us that for those God loves, He will discipline.
是讲到神所爱的他的管教。
What Jesus is teaching in verse 1 and verse 2 in chapter 7 of Matthew,
耶稣基督在马太福音第七章第一节和第二节所教导的。
If we avoid this attitude of judgmental,
如果我哋嚟到系逃唔去嚟到有一个咁嘅态度审判人嘅态度
，then we will be able to judge ourselves.
我哋就能够去审判我哋自己。
And through that,
系透过咁样
，we will avoid the judgment in this world by our Lord by His discipline.
我们就会逃避了神我们的主在这个生在这一世上、来到管教我们来到审判我们
That's talking about remove the beam from our eyes
这个讲到是将我们的眼里面的亮来到拿走
If we start to judge ourselves
如果我们开始来到审判判断我们自己先
Then we will have opportunity to improve
我们就会有机会来到改变改善我们自己
We will have opportunity to come to realize the conviction in the sins we have committed through the Holy Spirit
我们圣灵就能够将我们里面所犯的罪来到、向我们来到显明定我们出来
Romans chapter 2 verse 1 and 2
罗马书、第二章第一至第二节
Romans 2 verse 1 and 2
罗马书第二章第一至第二节。
I would like you to read that also.
我让大家一从嘅嚟读。
One, two, three.
一二三。
It's talking about how you judge others. And that's how you shall be judged. What kind of measurement you use? And what kind of measurement going to use against you? Bible scholar believe there are two meanings for this verse. On the one hand, it's talking about how others are going to judge us. Have you noticed that if you are very critical about certain things, that other people will be very critical about that things in your life. For example, if every time other people is late, you are standing there with a very long face, and you will point your finger at them and telling them, "This is terrible." How dare when you have an appointment with God and you're late? If you're doing that very often, and then one day, when you were late, try to imagine how other people are going to react to you. You understand? So, what Jesus says in verse 2, so if you don't want others to use those types of standards to measure against you, you better not use that standard to measure against others. This is very easy to say. But in our life, we seem to have a total different measurement for ourselves and for others. Have you ever realized that? If we forgot something, I said, "Oh, yeah, I just forgot." But if your spouse forgot something, you always doing that. Is that true? We seem to have two different measurements. You know the Jewish rabbi? They think that God actually has two standards of measurement. One of them is called the rule of justice. And the other one is called the rule of mercy. Because Jewish rabbi have that kind of common thought, Jesus probably using that as a background. To teach people. What kind of standard we're using to measure our own children? And what kind of standard we use to measure others' children? Have you noticed that we have a tendency to use different ones? If someone say something is not true, and if we love that person, what do we say? He must have made a mistake. But if we use the wrong measurement, what do we say? What a liar. What a
liar.
This verses is not telling us, because we have using a more merciful measurement to others, that God will also use a more merciful measurement to measure us. God will not change. He is righteousness. But you have to remember, the judgmental spirit will exclude us, reject us outside of the mercy. Because judgmental attitude is rooted in our pride. It's rooted in our proud. Mercy is only applied to those who are humble. So it's not God will change the way He is going to treat us. God is always righteousness and merciful. But what kind of attitude we have?
我们有的态度是什么态度呢?
If we put ourselves outside of what God can show His mercy to us, no wonder we are going to suffer under His righteousness. It's not God don't want to show us mercy. It's our pride what prevents us to receive the mercy from God. God is always righteousness and merciful. And that's why He demands us to be righteous and merciful. And He wants us to be His testimony. The spirit of judgmental will also make us to do the things we judge. That's the reason it caused so much damage not only to others. It also caused damage to ourselves. And that's the reason why we need to judge ourselves. If we don't judge ourselves, you will be surprised at how judgmental we are. Because we all are proud people. You know, many times I ask a very simple question. Is anyone among us who think he's not proud? Could you please raise your hand? I give you another chance to be proud. Brothers, sisters, proud is the essence of ourselves. And because of that, we all judgmental. And we don't understand how terrible judgmental will cause us suffering.
我哋唔知道原来啊，我哋咁样去判断嘅时候啊，嗰个带出嚟嗰个嘅受苦嘅痛苦系几大。
And this is what Jesus is forbidden.
呢个系主喺度嚟到禁止我哋。
And this is what Jesus want us to judge ourselves to prevent us to have this judgmental spirit.
主喺呢度叫我哋就先审判我哋自己，以致我哋唔会系有一个啊审判嘅灵。
In verse
3,
he said, why when you see there is a little speck in your brother's eyes?
为什么你看到弟兄眼中有刺?
And you forgot that there is some big bee in your own eye.
你又忘记了原来你自己的眼有梁木。
Big log.
一个大的木。
That's what he's talking about.
主在这里讲的是这样的意
思。Don't you know?
你明唔明？你知唔知咧
？Don't you know？
你唔知咩
？You have a big bean。
你有一个大嘅梁木。
Brothers and sisters, if we know，
但如果我哋知嘅时候
，if we know we have this problem，
如果我哋知道我哋有呢个嘅问题
，we will be blessed。
我哋就祝福啦，蒙福啦。
I'm pretty sure you know the story of King David。
我知道你好熟悉大卫王呢个故事。
You remember that he murdered his own soldier.
你知道他谋杀了他自己的士兵。
And he married his wife.
他也娶了他这个士兵的太太了，做妻子。
And he thought, nobody knows.
他以为没人知道。
He thought he'd get away.
他以为他可以走掉了，逃避了。
Then the prophet Nathan.
这个拿单这个先知就来了。
And he's telling him a little story about that little lamb.
他就讲俾佢听一个故事，关于呢个嘅小小嘅羊仔。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，think about it.
你谂一谂。
If King David judge himself,
如果大卫王喺嗰度审判佢自己嘅时候
，if he constantly in front of God examine himself,
如果佢时常喺神嘅面前。他来到省察他自己的时候。
When the prophet telling him that story,
当这个先知讲这个故事给他的时候
,shouldn't he already recognize he has a big bean in his own eyes?
他应该已经是发觉到原来他眼中是一大的梁木。
But no.
但不是。
David only focused on the wrongdoing in Nathan's story.
大卫只是讲到在拿单嘅故事里边错咗嘅事情
，He only see the wrong others。
佢只系睇到别人嘅错误。
He doesn't see the terrible mistake he had made。
佢睇唔到自己犯咗嘅何等嘅大嘅错误。
And because of that，
就因为咁嘅缘故
，He suffer a severe judgment。
佢就系得着嘅一个好严重嘅一个审判。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹。
Now you understand.
你而家明白吗
？Why God want us to examine ourselves?
点解神要我哋嚟到去审查我哋自己
？God want to judge ourselves.
神系要我哋去审判我哋自己。
Because the more we judge ourselves,
因为我越审判我哋自己嘅时候
，the less we shall be judgmental.
我哋就越少嘅嚟到去审判别人。
In verse 4,
第四节。
It's telling us because we have this big log in our eyes.
即系讲到，因为我哋眼中有梁木嘅时候
，that will prevent us to properly judge others.
嚟到叫我哋唔能够好正确嘅嚟到去判断别人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，if we keep our eyes focused on the wrong of others,
如果我哋嘅眼睛系睇到别人嘅错误嘅时候。
We lost love.
我哋就失去了爱心。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter
13, 在第一哥林多前书第十三章
it's talking about once you don't have love, then all the good things you have in your life become meaningless.
讲到若你没失去爱心的时候，一切在你生命里面、生活里面好的东西都没意义了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
today in many churches,
今天很多的教会
There are tragedy after tragedy of splitting.
嗰度每一个灾剧，一件一件咁发生喺嗰度有分裂。
Argument
喺嗰度有拗掉。
And no peace
喺嗰度冇平安。
And the worst part of all this argument is we argue for the sake of truth. And yet, while we're arguing the truth, we're arguing without love. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
speaking truth in love.
是在真理里面来到,
if we are not in love,
如果我们不在爱的里面,
even though we're speaking the truth,
甚至我们那里是讲真理,
that we are still wrong. The reason we lost our ability to judge is because we don't have love. If we do have love, then we will be able to properly judge ourselves first. Verse 5. It says, you hypocrite. Remove the log in your eyes. Then you can look clearly. Then you will be able to help others. Brothers, sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
hypocrite. Whenever we have the spirit of judgmental, you know, actually, we are really hypocrites. We go to talk to brothers or sisters. We say, you know, I'm telling you this for your good. But are we truly for the benefit of others, or we're doing that for the benefit of ourselves?
但我们这样讲的时候，是不是真的为着他的好，又为着我们自己的好呢？
That's hypocrite.
这个是假冒为善。
How we will be able to remove the lock from our own eyes?
我们怎么能够将我们眼中的梁木除去呢？
How we will be able to regain the ability to judge ourselves first?
我们怎么能够得回我们去审判我们自己的能力先呢？
I believe that if we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 every day, I think we will be reminded. And I also believe, if we examine our attitude to others, if we examine our motive to others, then I believe we will be able, when we see the mistake in others, instead of have the anger and the condemnation,
我们就不会有我们去定你的罪和我们的很生气这样。
We will have compassion.
没那些，反而我们就会有怜悯。
And we'll feel sorry and sorrow for the mistake other is made.
我们里面就感觉很忧伤，为着别人所犯的错误。
Every Christian,
每一个基督徒,
when we come to the Lord's table, we are required to examine ourselves. This examination not only removes the log of our own eyes, it also gives us the responsibility to helping others. Until we will be able to remove the lock from our own eyes, we will not be able to see clearly. And if we will not be able to see clearly, how could we be able to help others? for us to helping others.
让我们去帮助别人的时候,
not only you need to be able to see clearly,
不单止你要看得清楚, 自己看得清楚,
you also need to be very tender.
你就需要里面满有怜悯恩慈。
I had one time have a very little, very small piece of sand come into my eyes.
有一次我有很小的一粒沙来到我眼里面。
And I try many things. It just won't come out. Eventually, I need to see an eye doctor. Try to imagine. If an eye doctor couldn't see well, and he's trying to remove that piece of sand from my eyes, what kind of damage he may do to my eyes?
他那些带来的损害,对我眼睛的损害是多大呢?多么大呢?
And yet, brothers and sisters, you and I have been doing like that to many of our beloved brothers, sisters, and our family members. There are times because we are under a lot of stress. You know, we work very hard. We're tired. Then we see something wrong with our spouse. We see something wrong with our children. Then we start an eye surgery. Without recognizing that we are blind ourselves. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
how much emotion damage we given to our beloved.
我们多少是对他们感情里面的损害,所爱的人的损害?
It's because we do not examine ourselves.
因为我们没有首先去审查我们自己。
An eye doctor not only need to have a very clear vision,
一个眼科医生不单要有一个很清楚的看见,
he has to be very tender.
也需要里面是很满有怜悯慈怜的。
When the eye doctor tried to remove that small piece of sand from my eyes, he needs to be extremely tender. He wants to make sure that he will not make that sand to cause more damage to my eye. Brothers and sisters, I pray God will give you this sensitivity of tenderness. Maybe you're absolutely right. Maybe you know the truth so well. Maybe in this particular occasion that you are 100% right and the other people are 100% wrong.
或者在这个情况底下, 你是100%, 100%是错了。
And you really want to help the other people.
你真的想去帮助这个别人。
But I pray that God will have mercy on you.
但我为你祈祷, 求主, 求神怜悯你。
Will give you this tenderness.
是给你有一个微细的心,
that when you try to help your children, when you try to help your parents,
你要去帮助你的父母的时候,
when you try to help your spouse,
要帮助你的伴侣的时候,
when you try to help your co-workers,
或者帮助你同工的时候,
tenderness,
里面会有恩慈微细,
gentleness,
是一个很柔细的,
carefully remove,
你要很小心的来到拎走,
Proverbs,
在箴言里面,
chapter 25,
第十二节。Proverbs 25. Verse 12. Would you please read it?
我们一起读吗?
1, 2, 3,
go.
Psalms 141, verse 5. It says that wise reproof is like an excellent oil.
这个的
reproof, the wise reproof is like an excellent oil.
这个有智慧的一个的 去改变人，去责备人，是一个好似啲油咁样。
It is a tree of life.
嗰度系好似有生命嘅树。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if by the grace of God,
靠着神嘅恩典,
we can see very clearly,
我哋好清楚嘅睇见,
and we will have this tenderness to approach others,
为有一个由细来到向着别人,
then God can truly use us
神就能够用我们,
to bring blessing to others.
是将祝福带到别人,
but Jesus warned us here
但耶稣在这里来到警告我们,
in verse 6
第六节,
that when we try to help others
当我们来到去尝试去帮助别人的时候,
we need to discern. Don't just try to help everybody. I see many sisters in many churches. They always have such a wonderful, compassionate heart. When they see some other people are suffering, they try to help. But when they try to help, they forgot to pray and to discern first. So they just jump in and they saw somebody suffering, they try to help. But Jesus said, don't give the holy things to dog. And don't give your pearl to the pig. The holy thing is talking about the things can be accepted by God. And the pearl is talking about the beauty from resurrection. What Jesus meant by dog or pig?
耶稣基督说究竟是猪和狗是什么意思呢?
It's talking about someone, if you try to help them,
说这个人你去帮他的时候,
they're not in a situation, they're not have an attitude willing to accept your help.
他们不在那里有一个态度或者在一个情况里面愿意接受你的帮助。
And if you try to push your help,
如果你来将你的要帮他的来到这样来推荐给他的时候,
they will bite you.
他就会咬你。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
it is very important.
很重要。
Don't ask for more suffering.
你不要再求更多的受苦,
by trying to help others.
好像要尝试去帮人。
You already have enough problem in your life. Don't take on others' problem as yours. Only after you pray enough that God already moved the heart of other people, that they are in a position to receive your help, then you offer your help.
Otherwise, your love, your kindness, your good heart try to help.
若不是的时候，你那个仁慈，你那个这样的爱心去帮人的心，
not only wasted,
不单只是好像是浪费了，
but actually it will cause damage to yourself.
也是对你有损坏。
We all need to judge ourselves.
我需要来审判我们自己。
And we judge ourselves such that we will not be judged by God.
当我们审判自己的时候，我们就免了神审判我们。
In this life.
在这个一生的里面。
We need to judge ourselves.
我们需要来审判我们自己。
Such that we will be able to remove the log from our own eyes.
以致我们能够将我们眼中的梁木来除去。
That we can see clearly.
我们能够很清楚地看见。
That we will be able to help other people around us.
在我们周围的人，我们能够帮助他们。
But be careful.
但是小心。
When you try to help others,
当你帮助别人的时候,
you need to pray for them first.
你要为他们祷告。
You need to be patient.
你要忍耐。
You need to wait.
你要等候。
Until they're ready to receive your help.
直至他们在那个时候愿意来到接受你的帮助。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
especially for those of you who are parents,
特别我们做父母的。
And when your children is get into the teenage time,
当你的儿女是到13岁、14岁的时候,
man, you need patience.
你是需要很多忍耐。
You need this tenderness.
你是需要这个柔细。
Don't just jump up and down preaching to them all the truth.
你不要又跳起又跳落，就向他们好像讲真理一样。
I couldn't tell you how many teenagers have told me.
我不能告诉你有多少的这些少年人跟我讲。
They hate the most is the nagging of their mother.
他们最讨厌的就是他妈妈的时常按着他们。
Some of them tell me, I can memorize what she's going to preach about.
他们跟我说，我可以背给你听他要。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
may God have mercy on us.
求神向我们施怜悯,
that we not only have the wisdom to see things clearly,
不单止给我们有智慧，叫我们看东西看得清楚,
but we also have the wisdom knowing how to help those who are need our help.
也有智慧来到去帮助那些需要我们帮助的人。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Father, we just want to commit this word unto your hand.
我们天父，我们愿意将这个话来到交托给你。
We know that we are so inadequate.
我们知道我们是何等的欠缺。
But we thank you that you love us.
但我们感谢你, 你爱我们。
And we're so grateful that your Holy Spirit is willing to help us.
我们很感谢你, 你的圣灵是愿意帮助我们。
We pray that you will take hold of this word.
我们求祈祷, 求你将这些话来到我们找着。
Engrave them on our heart.
你将这些话来到印在我们的心板里面。
And we pray that you will speak more above and beyond what has been said.
我们祈求你能够将这些话是超过我们今晚所讲的更多的来到跟我们讲。
Such that each one of us,
以致我们每一个人,
we will know how to judge ourselves.
我们能够认识怎么来到审判我们自己。
Such that we will be change into the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such that you can use us to become a vessel of blessing to others. Give us a clear vision. And give us a tender heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Kids, I'm deeply impressed. You're such a wonderful kid.
小孩子们, 弟兄说他很特别, 很欣赏你们, 你很特别。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。